castle in, I guess, right? Well, or that was the foxhole one.
That was the foxhole one. But
this amateur radio roundtable is brought to you in part by ICOM America.
Katie, I don't hear you. Katie?
Darn it, I did it again. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Amateur Radio Roundtable. Now that I'm off of my mute, this is Katie, WY7YL, in Sundance, Wyoming, and it is Tuesday, March 12th, the day before yet another blizzard for here in Wyoming and the surrounding areas. I'd like to welcome everybody who are viewers of the W5KUB and also those of you that are listening on shortwave on WBCQ, which is 5130 kilohertz. If you haven't already, please join our Facebook group. It's called W5KUB. We've got about 7,000 members, and we just seem to be growing every day. It's a great place where you can post your shack pictures, and then we'll show them on the show, like we're going to be doing tonight. We've got quite a few to catch up on, and it's always fun. And if you don't put in what you got in your shack, then we just make stuff up. And you know, so you never know what's actually in your shack until we announce it. And if there's any first-timers or new folks here in the chat room tonight joining us, please let us know and say hello so we can get with you. And so we've got a really wonderful group. It looks like there's, oh gosh, I can't even see. There's usually at least 100 people or so that are live in the chat room chatting back and forth throughout the show. And it's a lot of fun. We've really created a great community here on W5KUB. And would love to have you join us if you haven't already done so. We're not sure if Jason or Josh are going to make it tonight. They both have some things going on at home. But if so, we'll bring them in when the time comes. Otherwise, Tom and I are just going to take over and just have a little bit of fun. We'll be bringing on the Lee kids tonight. They're going to be talking. We have a video from them from the WK1DS visit down to Hamcation last month in Florida. And, of course, I'm going to be doing our shack pictures. And then Tom's going to be showing off the new DV Megacast. And so there's really neat things going. We'll also, we might open the lines later. We may not. We're both feeling a little bit under the weather, so we may just wrap the show when we're done with all of our little goodies tonight. So we hope you guys don't mind. But again, today is March 12th. You can catch us live right now or on YouTube after the fact. Please do always feel free to leave comments. We like to check them and answer any questions that you may have. With that, let me pass it over to Tennessee to our boss, Tom the Man, W5KUB. Take it away, Tom.
All right. Hey, Katie, thank you so much. Guys, Josh may join us, as Katie said. He has a plumbing emergency there. You know how that can be. It can be messy. Jason has a meeting. Martin is traveling tonight. So, guys, I'm on codeine right now. I've been sick for about a month, man. I'm on some codeine right now. And I'll tell you, what button to flip or not. Let's see. I had something here I was going to show you how I was feeling, but I don't guess I can find it right now. I'll probably find it here in a minute. Here it is right here. This is kind of how I'm feeling right now.
Oh no. You're going to throw in a scream in there. Wait, you're getting to the top. You better put your hands up.
I'm not at the top yet. Boy. Man, I tell you what, it's a long ways. It's a long ways down. Man, I don't know about this. I don't know. Oh, boy. This is a long one. Up there, there we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, there you go. You finally made the top.
Oh man, I tell you what. Oh, gee whiz, man, I tell you. Oh, well, that's kind of how I feel tonight. Like I say, I've been coughing so much and throat clearing so much that I've gone through 3 bottles of codeine. Oh, well, okay. We're going to have a good time with the show tonight. I'm going to try to keep it straight. And
we just might.
Hey, the first problem at the beginning of the show, that was Katie. She had her mic muted. The second problem, I had echo on, so that was my fault. So we're going to get back on here. So, you know, got a lot of great things tonight. Hey, if you're new, if this is your first time, tell us in the chat room if you're new with us tonight. Talked to a lot of great people in the 40-meter net tonight. A lot of new people in there. I think some of them may have joined. I know some joined our Facebook group already. So we're glad you joined us tonight. A few weeks ago was the Hamcation down in Orlando. And I got a little short video here shot by our friends, the Lees, down there. And this is WK1DS. That's hard for me to think, but it spells kids basically.
Right.
So it's the kids down here, and let's look at it real quick, and then we'll get back to the show. We got Shaq pictures, a lot of other things coming up here. So let me see if I can pull this up. Here we go. All right, well, that was a great video that the girls and James put together there. I even got to see myself. I usually don't get to do that. All right, well, Katie, we got some Shaq pictures tonight. Boy, we had a bunch of them sent in. And I'm going to see if you can go through them there. So are you ready?
I'm ready. I just hear this cat out. We have a couple of young male cats in the neighborhood that someone needs to take care of, and they wander. Oh, there he is. He's wandering in my house going, row, row, and he's so loud I hear him like way down here in the basement.
did they get in your house? Did they get in your house?
No, they just wander around the house.
Okay.
And they know there's no free girls around here, so I don't know why they keep coming back other than they know that there's food in the garage.
Well, I don't know. All right. Well, we got some great Shaq pictures tonight.
Perfect. Let's dive on in.
Let's roll them.
It looks like we're starting with YL.
We're going to let them rip.
All right. Here's my friend Dawn, WA4YL. She's got the Yaesu FT991 and the JTP S28M power supply. It's a Jetstream. And then she's also got the Yaesu FT25 handy talkie and her computer. She's got a nice little clean and nice setup there. And then she also operates other places and gets around and about. And she had a great time a few years ago, went up to W1EW and operated from there. And Dawn's one of my fellow YLRL members, so great to see Dawn's stuff in here tonight. Thanks for sending that in, Dawn.
And we always see Dawn down at Huntsville every year.
Oh, yeah. Dawn and Chris at A4CB, they come down, and they got engaged at Huntsville last year. So
that's right.
To see what's going on with them. All right, so let's see. We are moving over to Philip, who is, let's see, I need to blow up my screen so I can see here better. That's not what I wanted to do.
There we go.
I can't see his call sign for some reason.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Whiskey 8 Papa Delta Hotel?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And he's in Door, Michigan. He's running barefoot. He has a Kenwood TS-430S. He uses that as his main radio. And he works it with a matching Kenwood AT-250 tuner. He thinks it's the best sounding HF rig around. So that's pretty awesome. The rotator controller runs his AM4 rotor that turns his old TH3 MK3 three-element tri-band beam. And he also has a 130-foot off-center fed dipole. Then he's also got a 2-meter rig. It's got a Yaesu FT2980 that feeds a Comet GP6. And it's also got the Yaesu 891 and the 897. So he uses those for digital work. So looks like he's managed to put a lot of equipment in a small little corner and obviously gets the job done.
Nice looking clean shack. Mine is so cluttered.
Ours has been getting clean in here. Dwayne's been working hard. He'd actually see our desks in here. It's pretty nice. I'll have to do a shack picture just for our shack one of these days. So let's see. We're moving on now. This looks like a much bigger shack. Excuse me. We've got David Wirtz. He's Kilo Mike 4 Alpha India Delta, and he is running the Yaesu FTDX1200 with the Heil PR781G, the MFJ962D tuner, and he's also got a Heathkit SB200 amp. And the first IF is taped for a pan adapter, it looks like, or tapped for the pan adapter. You can see that up top there with that big monitor. He's got a 2-meter Yaesu FT2900, and he's got that going out to a 5-element Yagi and a 5/8 wave dual band antenna. There's a QYT FT. He's got an FT8900 for 220, 440, and a 2-meter to a quarter wave dual band antenna. And we've got an 8900. We just bought an 8900 to go in our car. So when we go out to go visit the grandkids, we've got a radio in the car. So looking forward to someday when the weather's not, 20 below and snowing, we can get that sucker installed.
Again, hey, beautiful shack. I think he did some custom woodwork there, looks like to me.
It looks like it. If not, then he found a really good company that put together one of those systems just like he wanted.
I need to get him to come here and work on my desk a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's in the basement of his house. Gives him more room to
stretch out. Let's see if we can figure that out. Nah, I don't know. Yeah. Can't tell.
Huh. All right. Well, let's move over to Illinois with Michael Hood. He's November 9 Oscar Whiskey. And, he goes by Mike. And he's got quite the setup there. He's got an ICOM 7610 and the 7600. It's got a Kenwood TS-200 and a Kenwood TS-530. the Yaesu FT2900 and Alpha 9500, the SPE Expert 1.3 kHz amplifier. Those are really pretty sweet. And Tentec 238B and LP100A and a Mosley MP33 for 10 through 20. An inverted V for 48 and 80 and an inverted L for 160 meters and some 2-meter antennas. Just got a nice setup, quite a variety of radios in there.
And a lot of antennas. I bet you a bird can't fly through there very well without hitting one.
Well, either that or like in our yard, they love it because they've got their plenty of choices far enough away from all the cats to be able to stop.
Yeah.
Looks like he's also got a collection of microphones over there on the right. That's kind of neat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Very cool. Well, thanks for sending those in, Mike. That's a great looking shack. All right. So now we're going to go over to Bob Crawford Sr. He's Kilo Charlie 3 Alpha November Sierra. He said this is actually an old picture of his simple shack. He's got the main radio on the top, which is an old ICOM 738. And under that, he's got a Galaxy SSB with 10 meters he used for their local net each night in Pittsburgh, where he is, on 28430. And he's on Thursday nights, Pyramid Power Supply PS35KX. And it's got a repaired Helicrafter S38 and works great. It's got a couple of mic antennas, an Antron 99 for 10, 15, 17, and 12 meters. And he's got a 20 meter, he's got an inverted V wire about 15 feet high for that. And then he's also got an inverted V about 36 feet high for his 40 meter. It's just simple toys. It's a hobby after all. And he says you don't need a lot of money to work lots of QSOs.
That's true.
And that is very true. Just got to have some new initiative.
I need to apologize because on the picture, I spelled his last name wrong. You know, the E and a D are close together on the keyboard, so that's my excuse. But it should be Crawford.
Right. Oh, okay.
And that's what we reported. It's just the picture's wrong.
Okay. Sorry about that, Bob. All right. Let's see. Next. We've got Mike Hanna, Whiskey 9, X-Ray Alpha X-Ray. Wow, what do we got there? Oh, he's got a shack in a box. Okay, very cool. He's running an ICOM 7300 in there, which we all know is rather portable. An LDG auto tuner. He's using a Windows 10 Fusion tablet, and it's battery backed up. And he's got a 2-meter, 70-centimeter, 8900D. He also hosts a live ham show called Amateur... Oh, sorry. Sorry, that we have a cut and paste error here talking about our own stuff. So just ignore me. I blame Tom's cough medicine.
My fault. It's my fault if anything goes wrong. Hey, I'm a very responsible person. If anything goes wrong, I'm responsible.
Right. John just said you're fired.
So you know, look, this guy that looks like a go kid. Is that? I guess that's a box like a go kid. He can take it with him and. I mean, I wonder if this guy's a fireman or something. He's got his boots over there where he can jump in here. He can grab the go box, and, man, he's out of there with his radios and everything.
I wonder how heavy that is. I bet it's not too bad, but that is pretty slick, especially if you can just throw it all in your trunk or back of a truck if you got a pickup or an SUV or something. But I think that's pretty slick, too, the way he's mounted on the Windows tablet. So that's pretty cool. I wonder what he's using for his batteries.
I don't know.
If you're watching, Mike, throw it. If you're in the chat room, let us know what you're using for that. That'd be kind of cool.
All right.
All right. Very nice. So, and it's my bad for not reading all the way through all my notes either. Okay. Who do we have here? We have Dennis Steele, Kilo 6, Kilo Radio Victor. And in his shack, he's running the Yaesu FT950 along with the LDG Auto Tuner and an Ameritron AL80B amp. Very nice. And the lamp in there, you can see, he made it himself.
You can't tell.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? I think on that lamp, I think I see a glass tube on there. So, you know, we're not able to zoom in real good right now. But it looks like a custom lamp for his ham radio station.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I have a lamp my stepson made for me once, and I've got that in my craft room. So it's and he made the wood base to it, and it's all kinds of neat things that you can make that you can use in your shack. Okay, so here comes a messy shack, a self-proclaimed mess, but it works. This is Rob Bledsoe, Kilo Charlie 9, November Tango. And we're going to have to make up what's in there because he didn't tell us.
Yeah, he's so, in the chat room. He is in the chat room tonight. So, Rob, you didn't tell us what your equipment was, so we don't know what it is. If anybody has any questions.
He does have a nice sign up there, Rob's Ham Cave. I think that's pretty cool.
You know, I've seen Man Cave, but, you know, I don't think I've ever seen a Ham Cave. I noticed that when I got his picture.
Yeah, I think that's great.
That's pretty good. He is in the chat room tonight.
Well, we'll see if he pipes
like
up.
He's got a swan, but it's hard to tell.
Oh, Dwayne's guessing there might be a swan in there. A couple of smaller, looks like maybe VHF radios, too.
I can probably make it a little bit larger here. Let's see. Well, I see a monkey in a cup. Dwayne, do you recognize anything there? I see, looks like I see a Drake watt meter. There's a Drake watt meter on the top left. Right above, it looks like an HF watt meter, I'm not sure who made it.
I see a Simpson 360 over there, too.
360.
Got a Simpson 360
power. I don't
Rob
see it.
A couple of Yazoo radios.
I don't see it. Well, you know what? He can tell us in the chat room what he's got there.
Yeah, he says there's a couple of Yazoos in there. He was being funny. He says Yazoos.
All right, let's go on to the next one here. Who we got?
All right. Thanks, Rob. It was fun. All right, so here's Steve, Kilo 5. Excuse me, Kilo Gulf 5, Queen Hotel. He's down in Abilene, Texas. And
he didn't tell us, did he?
He didn't tell us either what's in there.
Yeah,
so it's time to start making some stuff up on his
guys,
as well.
These guys must think we're good guessers or something.
He's got a bottle of water, keyboard.
Maybe Dwayne can recognize some of the stuff there.
He's looking.
Got a Flugelmaster 9000.
Oh, what was that?
Making that up.
A Flugelmaster 9000.
He got a Flugelmaster?
Flugelmaster 9000. He's got a quack meter. He's got it looks like he's got a Donald Duck microphone. And
I see a Kryptonite Paraphase Thunderbolt Greaser Slapper back here tucked away in the back here.
He might even have a flux capacitor in there, too. It's hard to tell.
He could have, man. He could have. All right. Well, Ray. No, that wasn't Ray. That was Steve. Steve, next time, tell us what you got there. I do see a bottle of water.
Yeah, that was the only thing I got. I like the stuff that you guys made up, though. It's much more entertaining.
I'm guessing that's water.
Dwayne's having fun. He had a glass of scotch, so you got your cough syrup, your laced up cough syrup. He's got a glass of scotch. So.
Oh man!
All right, let's see what Ray's got for us. Our next shack is from Ray Gebhard, Whiskey Alpha Zero Hotel Sugar X-Ray, and he says this is his shack where the vintage meets the modern. And he says the Collins equipment is, he says there's Collins equipment, but the operator is vintage.
So the operator is about the same age as the vintage equipment there. I tell you, that Collins equipment, that Collins equipment is really nice. It's really collector's items, and that's the stuff that we used back when I was in the military back in the late 60s, and we just dreamed of having something like that.
Yeah, that's nice looking, too. It makes for a nice clean shack, but those are really nice radios.
And
the Collins at the Hamvention. They've been there a couple of times, and they have their van with all the information. I can't remember if they were at this past year's, but if you have a chance to go visit, it's pretty interesting.
Well, Ray needs to tell us if there's cables behind there, because if I have that equipment, I'd have cables everywhere. I'll tell you, he must have used a laser or something. Those pictures up there are absolutely straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's probably like Dwayne. That's how Dwayne does it. He's up there with a level, and I just kind of hold something up, and I'm like, oh, bam, 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 nail. And I'm like, okay, that looks good enough for me.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Okay, so, and now we're moving down to Mike. Harrison. He's got a new call sign, a Whiskey Whiskey 4 Delta X-ray. Met Mike down at Hamcation. He sent me these pictures in. I said, well, when we finally get to our next batch of photos, we'll have yours in there. So he's got the FTDX 5000MP as his main rig, and then his secondary rig is the Yaesu FT991. So he's obviously a Yaesu man. All of his mics are Heils. He's got the PR40, which someone in the room was asking if that were what I was using here for my microphone, and that's what I use for doing the show. And I'll be hooking it up to the radio here on my side of the shack with my ICOM 756 Pro 3. He's also got the PR77D and a Pro 7 headset. And he says the trans matches the Palstar AT4K, and the amp is OM Power 25,000, and he's got a dummy load Palstar DL5K. So he's got a nice corner of the shack going on there, and not sure if we missed anything, but he did a pretty good job of submitting all of that.
Great job. Great job there.
Yeah, it looks really good. Thanks, Mike. And our last one of the evening is James Cook. Oh, Dwayne, we're going to need your creativity again. Whiskey 7 Charlie Papa Tango from Keyport, Washington. And he did not give us information. I think I see a fish in the window.
Yeah, let's see if I can do
so
something
long
with
and
that.
Thanks for all the fish. What do you see?
See, I can make it a little larger.
Looks
here.
Like his big rig is an Invisimax 7700. And he's got a...
You might see better on the little picture.
Oh, a little picture.
It's actually clear. It's yeah, I don't know what's... My Skype is being weird.
Don't know. Some of the... I think behind that monitor maybe is that an amplifier, maybe an Ameritron amplifier. I don't know.
It looks like it might be a ICOM radio right there.
I don't know.
Yep, microphone.
No, the
panel's got wrong sides.
Oh, wrong side. Okay.
Okay, so Katie, you didn't prepare very well tonight because you said that was the last one. That was not the last one.
That you said Philip was a duplicate.
Mm-hmm. Philip was a dupe, but there's
the
one after him.
On
there's one after him. Read your script. Look at your script.
Well, look what happened when I read the script earlier.
Okay, you just did James, and then we scratched Philip.
Oh, I didn't scroll far enough down my list.
See, it was extra spaces. Kind of, there was extra spaces there.
Yeah, that's my fault. So that's Richard Arnold, Kilo Bravo 4, Radio Mike Alpha in Scottsboro, Alabama. And this is actually a drawing of his shacks, which is really super cool. He's got, so obviously we can't tell all the complete details of what's in there, but outside he's got a Rhone 125-foot tower with a Force 12 11-element tri-band Yagi and several wire doublets at various heights. Now that's a photo I'd like to see of all that hardware outside. That sounds nice, but looks like he's got a really nice shack and lots of radios from what you can tell from the drawing, but that's pretty cool.
So Katie, you were mentioning the PR40 mic. I added a PR40 here for the show, but I tell you, you have to talk right into it. If you don't, if you can't talk to the side of this mic, or if you turn your head, people don't hear you. So I'm back on the lapel mic tonight, so maybe I need to give somebody a good deal on this one.
Yeah, I usually try to keep it fairly close, but I find sometimes if it's too close, then I'm overmodulated. So if I keep it a little distance away, it does pretty good because I have a big enough mouth as it is. So, well, that was fun. Thanks, everybody, for sending in your photos. And we'll probably do another batch of them in the near future once we get another round of them. And again, please send in details along with what you got. If you're on Facebook, just share it on our Facebook group and we'll add it in. If you're not on Facebook and you'd like to submit it, you can certainly feel free to email me or Tom, and the email information is right on the website, and then we'll be sure to include you. But if you don't end up telling us what you got, you're going to end up with a Flugel Blaster or something.
That's right. And you know what?
Or whatever that was.
Let's see, is this mic working? Can you hear me? Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, barely. You're kind of low.
Barely. I'm talking right now. I'm talking into that PR40, and you can see I'm having to get very close to it. Got the mixer turned up pretty loud.
And if I turn my head away,
if I turn my head away like this, you can see it gets quite low. And if I, you know,
yeah, I'm not,
talk back,
now I lost
I
you.
Talk back here on the side, it's quite low. But if I talk right in the center like this, it really comes alive. So I don't know. I could guess I could move it over and put it right in front of my face. But I think I'll just continue using the lapel mic.
Yeah, if you're doing a podcast and you don't, you're not in front of a camera, it's fine to be right smack in front of it. But when you're on video also, it's kind of hard to have this right smack in your face, I think.
Yeah, so I'm on the lapel mic, and I think it's okay. I had some concerns about it, clothes ruffling and shuffling, that it would make scratchy noises, but it seems to do a pretty good job, and it's pretty consistent whether I turn my head that way or turn my head that way or, you know, whatever. I think it's overall a little bit better for the show here. All right, so, hey, thank you so much, Katie, tonight for doing the Shack Pictures. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
I'll hang out while you continue on with your part. So
sure, anytime you need to leave, just go ahead. The show may be a little shorter tonight since I'm floating on codeine right now.
We'll get
and
through
Josh, you know what? Josh may even call in. I don't know. He may call in. But last I heard, he had a plumbing problem, and I'll say it was on the sewer side. So you can know that could get a little messy there. So we'll see what's going on with Josh. So, again, thanks, Katie. Let me just say, like Katie said, the best place is to post your pictures to our Facebook group. And if you haven't joined our Facebook group, just do a search for W5KUB and join it. And there's a lot of great ham radio stuff there. We've got about 7,000 people there. Welcome all our listeners. If you're out there on WBCQ listening on 5130, if you've got internet, you can come to the show and follow us and see the show. It's w5kub.com on the internet. And let's see, what else should I say? For any new people that like podcasts, our show's audio is on just about every podcast carrier in the country probably by tomorrow morning. So all of our shows are on audio podcasts. You can actually download them and listen to them as you're driving across the country. So that's kind of something new we added. I want to mention, and I don't know if Bill Brown is in the chat room. Let's see if anybody can see WB8ELK. WB8ELK. I don't see him in the chat room. Bill is, of course, the master of high-altitude balloons. And Bill's an expert, works for NASA. He's launched over 500 balloons. And you know, we're really getting ready to launch our balloon, but as people know that have lived down in our south, down the south here where we live, we've had tornadoes and bad weather now for about a month, and we've got to have absolutely perfect weather to launch. The balloon launch we're going to do, we've got it on our website, and we'll be tracking it on our website, and Bill will come in each week and give us a report where it is and how far it's traveled and all those kind of things, but it's going to have Whisper on it, and it's going to transmit every 2 minutes its position, I think, and temperature and altitude and stuff like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Some of these balloons stay up over 1 year. We're hoping ours is going to stay up a year. That's why we are putting certain precautions in there, and we're doing certain extra things. We're going to use hydrogen instead of helium. It's going to stay in the balloon a lot longer. We're using sushi wrap. I didn't know this, but sushi wrap is a type of material that they wrap sushi with, but they're actually making some balloons out of it that will last a lot longer. And the entire payload, the entire GPS payload, whisper transmitter, and antennas, all that weighs only 12 grams, but it can be heard maybe 7,000 miles away on whisper. If we ran it on APRS, if we were over the ocean, we wouldn't be tracking it. So that's the reason we're going with Whisper, reason we're going with the hydrogen, and we hope that we maintain an altitude somewhere between 40 and 50,000 feet. That's where that's what the plan is. And we're going to get in that jet stream up there, and we're going to circle the Earth I don't know how many times. We'll see what happens. So that's going to be something neat coming up soon. We've got Hamvention coming up in about 3 months, and we'll have a show for Hamvention. We'll be giving away maybe close to $10,000 in prizes this year to our viewers. Astronaut Wheelock told me this week that he plans to be with us.
Yay.
It's difficult to know. Doug is so busy with NASA that usually I don't know until about 2 days before Hamvention if he's going to make it. But 3 months out, he told me he's planning on being there. So I thought that was a good sign. So, you know, you just don't know what might happen. You know, he may get pulled or have an assignment or something goes on. These guys are very busy, and, of course, you know, it's a hobby for us. So that's news. Anything else going on, Katie? Can you think of any news?
No, like you said, Hamvention, everybody's counting down to that, and it was exciting to hear the news as far as how they did with Hamcation down in Florida, and it's, you know, daylight savings was on Sunday, so of course everybody's all screwed up, and
yeah,
there's a whole bunch of us expecting another storm, so everybody out this way is kind of sick of winter. I actually snapped a picture. Poor Dwayne went out in the snow this past week, and while it was snowing, and trudged out to the corner of our yard, and you know, he's about 6'1", and the snow was up over his knees, but our 160 meter antenna's working again, thankfully, but
I'll tell you,
a bit of a mess. But
I guess you're lucky, Katie. You're lucky. We haven't had a single snow this year.
Oh, you were supposed to get, you know, a tenth of an inch.
Right. We haven't got our tenth of an inch yet. Well, I'm looking forward to being trapped in the house for a couple of days, you know. All right.
You'll have to come up and visit us then.
All right. Okay, guys, we're going to talk in a minute about a great new little product called the DV MegaCast. I'm going to show it to you and show you how it operates. We'll be back in just a second.
Create your own band openings. ICOM newest SDR transceiver, the IC9700, is coming soon. This new radio is bringing direct sampling to the UHF-VHF weak signal world. The IC9700 is an all-mode transceiver loaded with innovative features such as dedicated amateur satellite operation, color touchscreen, D-Star capability built-in, RF direct sampling on 2 meters and 70 centimeter bands. It has a dual independent receiver capable of full duplex operation as well as dual watch and 100 watts max output on 2 meters, 75 watts on 70 centimeters, and 10 watts on 1.2 gigahertz. Visit www.icomamerica.com/amateur for more information on ICOM radios.
All right, and we should be back. Okay. Hey, guys, I want to talk to you about a new product called DV MegaCast. And, you know, I tried D-Star about 8 years ago. It was really messy and difficult to operate back then. And you had to do so much flipping of switches and hitting buttons and going back and forth to set reflectors and all that. I think things are much easier now for people out there. And you got things like the Zoom Spot and you got hotspots and all this stuff out there. But there's a new product out right now that I'm looking at. It's called the DV Mega Cast, and here it is. This is an IP radio. You can see it's got a volume control on it. It's got a Yaesu microphone on it. You can see the display and speaker, and then on the back you plug in your Ethernet here, power supply and Ethernet, and you're on the air on the three different modes: Fusion, DMR, and D-Star. It also has a Wi-Fi dongle here that will work. Now, it's kind of expensive. This box is about $429. The microphone, if you want a mic to go with it, is about another $59, so it's pretty expensive. But I wanted to try it out, and I wanted to be able to get on DMR and some other things. And let's see what's going on here. I think I just unpowered it. So you could take this DV Mega and actually put it in your car or put it in your truck and just connect it to your hotspot in your truck, your Wi-Fi in your truck. And you've got a D-Star, DMR, and a Fusion radio all in one little box right here. So this is going to be something that we're going to be really interested in playing with on the way to Dayton this year as we stream our show live for 10 hours. We're going to be operating the MFJ RigPi. That's the new station controller that I'm beta testing. It's about ready for production. But we're going to be operating the RigPi, so we'll be operating the remote base back to HF here at the house on our trip. We'll be streaming a trip live, and we'll be working HF. We'll be working D-Star, and we'll be working DMR. So we're going to need about six more people in a truck to work all this. I mean, we do need a driver, too. So sometimes it gets really busy there in the truck, but we try to be safe and not interfere, you know, with the driver there. So let me see if I can show you a few things about this. I think I can bring this camera up here. let's see. I've got so many camera shots that I'm not finding it, or else the codeine is kicking in. Here we go. I think this is it. Okay. All right. So I'm going to try to put this camera on this DV Mega so you can kind of see it in operation here. Now I'm going to turn the volume up. Now right now we're on D-Star. If somebody right now on the show wants to make a contact with me, is there anybody out there on DMR? Give me a talk group, and I will get on it, and I'll try to talk to you right here on the show, and show you how this thing works, kind of, sort of. I'm just learning it. So this is there's your speaker, your volume, your mic, and in this has got a touch screen here. Now, you can figure this just like you do any DMR or D-Star. There's a web page you can pull up on your PC that connects to this box, and then you can do all your configurations. There is some configuration that you do inside the box, and again, it's touchscreen. So you can see there's some of my settings right there. So if you want to change modes, I can either hit mode here. And as you see, that's DMR. Right now it's on talk group 93. So if somebody wants to call us on talk group 93, we might be able to hear you. So there's DMR, talk group 93. I can touch this and I can go to Fusion. So now I'm on Fusion. I think I'm on the America channel, America Reflector. I don't know enough about it. And then of course on D-Star, we're on, I think, Reflector 30 right now. So again, you just, if you want to change talk groups, you just hit the talk group button here. You key in like talk group 93, hit enter, and you're on talk group 93 in DMR. So that's kind of how that thing is working now. I would think that somebody out there would give us a call on talk group 93 right now. Come on, all you guys out there on DMR, give me a call. I'm on talk group 93. I guess it's working. I don't know. This is Whiskey 5 Kilo Uniform Bravo. Let me change, I'm going to change talk groups to 310. I'm going to go to talk group 310 here. 310. Okay, now I'm going to talk group 310. I heard somebody key up. Guys, we're on talk group 310 if you want to call us. See if I can make a contact here. Anybody a copy? This is Whiskey 5 Kilo Uniform Bravo.
Whiskey 5 Kilo Uniform Bravo. Alpha Charlie 2 Mike Kilo, go ahead.
Okay, Alpha Charlie 2, Mike Kilo. This is Whiskey 5, Kilo Uniform Bravo. Thanks for the call. We're just demonstrating this new product called DV Mega Cast. It's a little IP radio, and we're actually live on a ham radio show right now, Amateur Radio Roundtable. If anybody out there is listening and you want to see this device, go to WF5KUB.com right now, and you can see the show, and you can see this new little product. We're just trying to learn how it works. It's supposed to do D-Star DMR and D-Star DMR in Fusion. And again, it's just a little IP radio. It just plugs into your Ethernet or Wi-Fi. Over.
Yeah, okay, very good. No problem. All right, well, you're loud and clear. Name's Todd, Tango Oscar, Delta, Delta, GTH, Brooklyn, New York. I'm on the next TR-7550E with a Sharp RF open spot, too. Where about Texas are you shooting this video?
Well, we're in Tennessee, and we're not shooting a video. We're live. We're streaming live now on a weekly ham radio show. So, again, if anybody goes to W5KUB.com every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, you can join the show. But we're just doing a little demo with the thing here to people that are watching right now from around the world, and just making a little demo there. So thank you so much, Todd. We're near Memphis, Tennessee, near Memphis. The name here is Tom, T-O-M. I'll say 73 is Todd, and we'll see you later. Thank you so much. AC2MK, W5KUB.
Yeah, that's right. What is it? W5EUV? That's where it should go on. I'll check it out.
No, it's Whiskey 5 Kilo Uniform Bravo. Whiskey 5 Kilo Uniform Bravo.com.
Okay, you got it. My pleasure helping you out. I'm going to go check it out now. 73. Alpha Charlie 2, Mike Kilo, New York City, on PAC 310.
All right, 73, Todd, thanks a lot for coming back to us. This is W5KUB. All right, so we just made a contact on Talk Group 310. Okay, you guys watch for her. Let's see if he comes in the chat room. He may not figure out how to log in, but let's watch the chat room for AC2MK.
By 20 over 0% packet loss and 0% bit error rate on the network. So just heads up, N6KGB.
Okay, Rob, thank you so much for giving us that information. 73, we'll see you later. We're going to get back to the show. This is W5KUB. All right, so we just made a couple contacts there on Talk Group 310. I think that Talk Group is a U.S.-wide talk group, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know what all these are yet. So that's the way it works. And if anybody's got any questions, again, it was I'm new to DMR and a D-Star again. There's some kind of uniquenesses about this box you have to understand change that. I brought up some suggestions or questions with the developers of this box this week, and they're already making some software changes to correct some things. One of the things that I found was, for instance, this thing scans. It scans between DMR and D-Star and Fusion, and if it locks on a channel. Like right now, it's on DMR. If those guys talk for 2 hours on DMR and don't leave a pause between their talks, I can't change this to another mode. I can't change it to D-Star. I can only change it when it becomes idle. So because of that, they're going to go in and make a software change and fix that. Another thing that I found that I didn't really like, and they're going to try to make a software change this week and fix it, is I was hearing the same person talk on D-Star, DMR, and Fusion, because this thing actually scans. But what I didn't know is they were really on, say, Fusion, and even though it was reading D-Star or DMR, they were really over on Fusion. So I was always confused about, you know, am I on DMR, am I on D-Star, am I on Fusion? So they're going to fix that. So I guess in evaluating this, you know, I guess maybe I've helped them with a few things. They do recognize that it's a little confusing in places, and they're working to fix those things. I think they've sold about 200 of these, if I'm not mistaken, so it's a relatively new product. So I don't know. Hey, so Katie, you or Dwayne on any of the digital modes there?
No, not yet. We've got, what is that thing that gets, oh, he's on the radio now. I can't ask him. We've got that antenna out there so we can talk to the Colorado group. But is that digital?
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many things. There's so much that you can do now, you know, and so many modes and different things. I don't know.
It's, sometimes I get confused about what we do and don't have.
Yeah. But, you know, this little box is going to be...
There's so many different things you can do now. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's interesting. I think as I get used to it, it is going to give me capabilities to work DMR and D-Star much easier than it was in the past. You don't have to have a Zoom spot. You don't have to have a whatever the other spots are, leopard spots, spots, whatever those things are. And because this is a self-contained radio, it's a complete IP radio with all the functions in it. Oh, somebody's calling me. Somebody's calling me.
And
maybe they're watching
created.
Here. I don't know. N5CU. N5CU. This is W5KUB.
The video here where you're demonstrating that new radio there, Albert.
Yeah. Okay, David. Yeah, it's. I'm just getting used to it. Basically, evaluating it, and it does all the modes. In fact, it'll do all the. I think it's. They've got it built in where to do all the other modes like P25 and all that. It's just not set up for it. It's just set up for the three modes right now. But it's interesting. Thanks a lot for talking to us. I'm glad you tuned into the show. Come back every Tuesday night and join us here at 9 o'clock Eastern time. And we'd love to have you there. See you later. I was going to say see you later, alligator. But N5, see you, W5KUB.
Roger, W5KUB, yes. I'm pretty much interested in that device because, you know, I was thinking about getting another talkie for Fusion and another talkie for DMR. I mean, for D-Star. I've got one for DMR right now. But that device that handles everything and you don't need anything, and then you can take it on the road with you. So that's pretty interesting. So anyway, I'll let you carry on there. And good to talk to you. N5CU.
All right, 73. We'll see you later. N5CU, W5KB. All right, I'll turn the volume down. Obviously, he's watching the show now. So... So we'll say hi to N5CU on the show there. Let's see, we're going to lean over this way. Okay.
That's pretty cool,
oh, Tom. Wow. maybe that's him monitor BBE. Maybe that's who it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh. Yeah, I think you're right. That was very neat. That looks
yeah,
like a pretty
you know, there,
neat little
there may be.
It's
another a hot,
fun toy for you.
It's going to be a hot product. I think they've sold the first 200. They're making improvements to it every day. And, of course, with I won't say the things I complained about, but the issues I brought up, I didn't like it because – but I understand some of the things that I'm seeing here is kind of common to D-Star and Fusion, you know, that – people, especially with Zoom spots and stuff, I mean, if someone's talking, my understanding is you can't just get off of a Zoom spot and go to another, another mode. So it's kind of probably operating about the same. They're going to build in a software button on here where we can force a disconnect. And that way, I don't have to listen to everybody talk for, 2 hours before I can change modes. And it's going to be kind of cool. We'll put it in a truck and hook it to our Wi-Fi in the truck as we go to Dayton. And people probably all over the country are going to be following us. We're not only going to be streaming the 10-hour trip live on the road. We're going to have D-Star. There'll be people hearing it probably all over the country. And I think it's going to be an exciting trip this year, Katie. Hey, Josh is, coming this year to Hamvention, and I think he's going to spend some time in the booth. So we're looking forward to that.
That'll be great, for sure.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to open the phone lines just for a second. Just a second here and see if anybody wants to call in. I'll try to talk to somebody for a minute or two. They may have some questions on this. And I will do, I'll do a lot more reporting on this thing. Let me see if I can bring a phone number up on the screen here. There we go. Phone lines should be open. And phone lines are open. I could listen to that all day. Okay, somebody call us. 712-775-7270.
What do you want them to call us?
Yeah, if you'll call, the music will stop.
Or we can just let Tom go to bed.
Or I can just turn the music down. I wonder why I couldn't show all the modes at once. You can touch screen for your preference. Yeah, let me see if I can go back to to a shot here on it. Let me find the right camera shot here. There we go.
Glenn thinks he's
again, you can change modes by hitting the mode button. There's Fusion. There's D-Star.
W4EWH.
There's DMR. Now, if you're locked on a channel, you can change it, but you're not going to change channels. If you don't want to hit the mode button, you can just hit the button up here like DMR, and you can just select up here. So my understanding is I want to change reflectors. Right now we're on reflector 30. If I want to change reflectors, I have to actually go in, and this is probably common. I guess I have to unlink or something, but I think I can click here. I can put in like reflector 001C and then key the mic, and that will put me on reflector 1. And then I have to come back and put CQ. Then I have to come back and put CQ in here before I can talk. So that's kind of new learning for me, that things I have to do to make it work. Or let me show you. You can go to, you can log on with your telephone even. Your telephone will actually log into this, and your phone will log into the DV Mega Cast, and you can do this. Let's see. Well, I'm trying. Okay. You come up with the PiStar settings and so forth. Here you can actually manually select. If you want to turn Fusion off, you can turn Fusion off. Or just keep DMR on. So again, you can do various settings here through the interface back to your computer. Again, your phone will connect to this box through the little Wi-Fi dongle. The little Wi-Fi dongle on the back of this actually becomes an access point, and it allows you to connect your phone directly to the box here. Another thing you can do, and I'm not doing this yet, is in the box. In the box here, you can take their DV Mega dongle. I think we got some callers on here. I think I actually turned a. Yeah, the phone quit. Okay, hey guys, we've got some callers. Let's stand by a minute. Let's see what we got here going here. Okay, let's see. Okay, caller, are you there? Caller?
Yes, this is Mike VK2EMBK from Australia calling.
Australia, VK2, what was that, Mike?
Echo Mike Kilo.
I'm sorry, I had the volume down. One more time.
Yeah. Victor Kilo to Echo Mike Kilo.
Okay.
Echo Mike Kilo.
A kilo, okay. All right. Hey, Mike, you must have dialed in on one of our international numbers. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, well, I was wondering how it's working. We've got numbers in 65 countries for you guys to call in on, so that's great. So, hey, let me make one point, and then I'll get you, Mike, and there's several others on the phone listening. In addition to this box, you know, they make a DV Mega dongle that you can run on your PC and do DSTAR and DMR, but you can take that DV dongle and you can plug that DV dongle into this box inside it, and it will actually make this, I think it makes this a hotspot somehow. I don't understand everything, but guys, I mean, this thing's got a lot in it. Okay. So, Mike, how you doing down here?
I'm doing well, thanks, Tom.
Well, good.
Just enjoying the show, and thought I'd pop in and say hello again.
Well, all right. I think you called in last week, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I like that box, though.
Well, I tell you, I enjoy calls from down here. We've got several people, and maybe you were one of them that did it, but we've had several people that send us pictures from Australia where they take pictures of watching a show on their big screen TV. Now, have you ever done that?
Yeah, well, it's not such a big screen, but it's big enough for me.
Yeah.
42 inch. Is that big enough?
That's big enough. That's
oh, yeah.
Big enough, man. That's big enough.
Good grief.
So what's going on? I'm sorry?
Whiskey Zulu 1 liter.
Okay. Whiskey Zulu 1 liter. Okay, there's Bill. There's our friend Bill. So, let's see. Bill, you're called in too, right?
I'm here, Tom,
for EWH.
Okay, I guess you guys weren't. I didn't have it set for mute. Okay, and who else? Who's the other person?
EWH.
Okay, we had a double on the phone, so the AWH again.
Tom.
Who is that?
So we got a pile up going.
Yeah, we got a pile up going on the phone. Who was the AWH again? The complete call.
At Whiskey 4 Echo Whiskey Hotel.
Okay, gotcha. Whiskey 4 Alpha Whiskey Hotel. And who was the other guy? There's somebody else in there.
Negative. It's Whiskey 4 Echo Whiskey Hotel.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah, I should have known that. Okay. I gotcha. Is there somebody else on the phone?
Whiskey 9 Tango, Italy Tango.
Tango, Italy,
oh,
Tango.
That's
old Rich up there at the military academy.
Great.
That's right. How you guys doing?
Doing good, Rich.
Good.
Anybody else on the phone that hadn't identified yet? Well, we got a full house. Well, we'll just all have a round
cool
table.
Now.
We'll have a round table here for a second. Let's see. Now, okay, so Mike called in first. Mike, now it's let's see. We're going to be going into summer. You'll be going into winter down here. Do you have bad winters? You there, Mike? VK2EMK.
Maybe.
Let's see. All right, I just opened another line. Is there another caller? Okay. Well, maybe Mike's not hearing us right now. Bill up here in Massachusetts, man. What do you think about this little box, Bill? I'll show him.
Tom, I am definitely interested in what you have there. I've been getting Facebook ads there from Miss Katie there for a company called BridgeCom, I think it is.
Yeah.
And I'm looking into that. If I can't catch you on HF, at least I can catch you on DMR.
And you know what we might do? You know, we have our net Tuesday nights on HF, and there's so many people that want to, you know, jump in here that they can't. Maybe we can do a net on DMR or something. You know, this would be cool.
Yeah, and Bill, I don't know why it's, you seem to be thinking you're getting ads from me, because I don't do ads on Facebook and don't represent those guys, but maybe because I like them on Facebook, they're coming over to you that way. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know how...
You approve of their business.
Yeah, you know how
Yeah, well, I know they have a nice product, and they've been out to our division a few times for our conventions, and... really good stuff, and they're always at Dayton Hamvention, so it would be good to go talk with them.
Hey, I think I'll investigate it when I come to Dayton.
There you go. See, that's what it's all about.
All right, let's talk to Bill a minute. Let's talk to W4EWH. How you doing tonight? Now, you're up in, you're north of North Carolina, aren't you?
Burnsville, North Carolina, by God, not quite the end of the world, but we can hear the waterfall.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought you were up there. In fact, one time you talked about coming down to one of the club meetings when I was over there speaking, I think, this past year. Didn't see you, didn't make it, maybe next time.
Yeah, I think the weather got in the way. I called to ask Katie a question if I've posed before. I think it was in Hangouts, but I wanted to know if perhaps, Katie, if you're going up to Dayton, could you please put a bug in the ear of the ICOM and the Yaesu people and so forth? And it's the same question I put on the chat if you've already seen it. But can you convince them to start sharing the digital standard? Because I'm afraid of getting Betamax, so I haven't bought any digital rig yet.
You know, they hear that all the time from people, but I think they're all trying to do their own proprietary thing that gives them an edge up to sell their different products. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. They all have their own things going, and they have very avid following. You know, so you've got your Wires group with Yaesu and the Fusion folks, and you've got D-Star with ICOM, and they've been around for a long time. And now you got DMRs much more predominant, and then all these little offset companies that are doing things that allow you to interact with those, like the SDR Play and ZoomSpot and so forth. So it's, you know, I think the big thing when I tell people, because sometimes I get random questions at work, they'll ask, you know, which one is better? And there's never an answer to that, because there's so many questions that need to be followed up with. And, you know, for example, what repeaters do you have in the area? What are your local clubs doing? And, you know, a lot of times people are able to finally nail down where they do want to end up getting, just based on, you know, how they're going to get the most use out of it. But I don't know that they're ever going to all cooperate like that, because, you know, again, they're in the business of creating products to sell, and they each need to want to have their own special thing that, you know, their customers love and will buy no matter what. So, you know, my little bugs and ears probably wouldn't get them very far.
Oh, I know. Well, please do mention it if you do get a chance. I know you got a busy 2 or 3 days there, and it's never fun to have guys like me pestering you, but I would appreciate it if you could mention it to them. I think they're killing themselves, and how many more VHS or Betamax machines would have been sold if they had agreed on a standard instead of trying to fight to the death?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be up there, too. We'll be there. We'll be doing our 50-hour marathon streaming from up there, so all you guys tune in.
Oh, well, Let me hitchhike with you.
Yeah. Get with us. Tell you what, if I can get Ray Novak from ICOM over and get him in front of the mic, and I'll just hold the tablet up, and you guys can ask him all kinds of questions, okay? We try to do that sometimes.
I appreciate it.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
I can listen on the regular channel.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Good night.
Rich. Rich up at the Military Academy. You got snowed in up there? You got all those military type guys shoveling snow?
Well, I'll tell you, we had one heck of a winter of snow, but it's actually raining out right now, and we're going to have really bad floodings. We got snow everywhere, but you know, I love to see it rain, and I actually stood out in the rain for a little bit because I love winter, but I am done with it. I'm good for another 10 years. It's I'm wintered out.
Yeah, I think we all are.
I can't wait to get on the roof and start building some satellite antennas and whatever, because right now I've got a good foot of snow and a foot of ice on the roof, so I'm not going to climb on that. But, yeah, the boys are getting ready to fly their drones at the military academy. Get to be springtime, and they'll be out there losing them in the trees and everything. So,
guys, I want to tell you, Rich has done for us. I think on some really bad weather nights, he's had all the military guys come in their auditorium, and he's put our show up on the 20-foot screen, and they've all watched the show from up there.
Oh yeah, that one guy was talking about big screen. Well, we've got it's bigger than a standard movie theater screen. It's huge, so. You got to remember to trim your nose hairs when we walk.
Yeah.
There.
Well, I tell you, I think you've
Thanks
got.
Thanks for the reminder, Rich.
I think you've got two different.
Oh, you look.
I think you've got two different big screens. We weren't on the biggest. We weren't on the biggest, but we were on a big one.
Oh yeah, we can't take pictures in the other one's a secured area, and you can't even have cell phones in there. But the other one we have two bigger screens. But yeah. That's right. I did send you a picture of that. You know, Tom, while I'm thinking about it, a couple years ago, I did the very first before show, well, actually it was during show, net, and I resurrected my old drive, and I've got a couple minutes off there that I want to post for you. I think we got 30-some calls in or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. You did call in it, I think, once, and Hey, I've been stuck with it the last 5 or 6 months. I'm doing pretty good though, but I'd really like to expand it, man. We need some net callers out there. I'd love to have somebody West Coast, Central U.S., East Coast, and you know, let's really have a real net, you know.
Yeah, get Katie on there and have a big old pile up.
Hey, everybody yeah. calls. I mean, I get emails wanting to know when Katie's going to be on so they can talk to her.
Yeah. I don't have Wyoming, I don't think.
All right.
That's where you are, Wyoming.
Well, you can get on 80 meters on FT8. 160. Oh, 160 on FT8, you can get Dwayne right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got a plug I got to rebuild for my FT8. I haven't tried that yet. I got to try that out. Everybody's on FT8 now.
Well, it's pretty neat mode, I have to say.
Well, I don't know anything about
FT8. It allows you to make some contacts that you couldn't do otherwise, that's for sure.
I'd like to try it. I saw a picture of these guys sitting on the dock of the bay, you know, dock fishing, and one guy said, yeah, right now my computer back at the house is working working Alaska or something like that, you know, on FT8. <yeah. laughs> All right,
well,
man, thanks for coming. I wonder if we lost, did we lose Mike? Down under, VK2EMK, did we lose him?
He's still in the chat room, but I think we lost him on the call.
Our phone line may only be good for a couple minutes down here. I don't know.
It could be, yeah. Well, that was fun that we had some people calling in.
Yeah. All right. Well, it works. The first night we tried the phone, the problem was the mixer was turned down, and that's why... We couldn't hear anybody, but
right.
It's working. It's working. Hey, next week we think Josh will be back. I think, I'll tell you something. Jason's gonna be with us. Jason's gonna be. We have no one on the phone now, so Jason's gonna be with us. He's gone to the Flex Radio headquarters this weekend.
Right.
He's going to come back and talk to us and show us some stuff from Flex. And I think a couple of us asked him to pick us up one of those, you know, when he's there. So he's going to talk about Flex, I think, next week. Martin F2 might be with us back next week. And Riley has been trying to get back with us. So it's very possible that Riley Hollingsworth, the special counsel to the FCC on the enforcement division. Of course, he's retired, but Riley is still in contact with the FCC and can get us a lot of answers to a lot of questions. Guys, we're probably going to close the show out here. I need to get more codeine and maybe a little supper, watch TV. I don't know. I don't think we're going to do hangout tonight. In fact, the hangout was supposed to go away, I think somewhere around the first of this month or maybe the first next month. So I think the show's gone well without the hangout. We'll try to implement something equivalent to hangout in the near future so we can start getting you guys back in. But at least now our phone system will support multiple call-ins. So Hangout would support 10 people to call in, but our phone system will allow us to bring in, listen to this, our phone system will allow us to bring in 1,000 simultaneous calls. Do you believe that? 1,000. I don't know how I can answer all those, but we have that capability now. So tonight, we had four or five on at the same time, so that's almost as good as Skype. Katie, yeah. I'm going to say good night to you. And
yes, good night, Tom.
Go get something to eat.
Hope you get to feeling better. Yeah.
Well, I do too. I won't talk about it, but it's been bad, man. Yeah. Oh.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging in with us. And appreciate you joining us for another week on the Amateur Radio Roundtable. It's been fun, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Good night, everybody. Good night, Katie. I'll put the camera back on me, and we'll take the phone number off. That ought to do it right there. Okay. So, good night to everybody. We enjoyed it. We'll see you next Tuesday. We'll try to have something a little more informative lined up next Tuesday. But I think you never know, man. You never know what we're going to have. It's always something interesting here. Let's see. What can I close the show with tonight? Let's see. I'm looking for something to close the show with. I know what I'll close it with. I'm going to close it with a zip line ride. Here's me on a zip line. Think of this, guys, as you look at this. Think of this. This would make a great antenna. I want you to look at this. Watch this closely. All right, we're about ready to take off here. Everybody watch this. This is a nice view. That would make a great antenna.
All right, so go ahead and hop on down.
All right, we ready to go?
Yeah, make sure you pan around with that camera.
All right.
So see you on the other side.
All right.
That's just a little fun that we have over in North Carolina sometimes when we get over there. All right, guys, good night. See ya. Don't forget, audio podcast will be up probably by tomorrow morning. And we'll see you next week. Good night.
So you're saying I can ask this cat any question?
The cat is connected to the computer. You just type in the question, it will read his mind.
You're the man! I've been looking for this for weeks.